I'm Jeff in the Morning. It's time now for our Thursday morning conversation. As promised, Patty Hilgendorf is here from Kinship. And yes, Patty brought a guest, but first we'll let Patty introduce that guest here in just a little while. Patty, welcome back to the show here this morning. Nice to see you and Happy New Year.
Good morning, Jeff. Happy New Year to you as well.
And you're just as excited as I am that today is Pie Day.
I am. Yeah. That Sweet Pies of Mine is making a delivery today. Thank you, Jackie.
Sweet Pies of Mine, is that a new business in town?
It's not new.
Oh, it's been around a while.
Yep.
Really?
Yep. She bakes from her home, and it's amazing.
Wow, it sounds amazing. You know what else is amazing? An organization called Kinship. You've been at the helm of Kinship for a long time, and you're here because you're going to introduce us to somebody new here, part of the Kinship family. But first of all, for folks who don't know what Kinship is, Patty, what is Kinship?
Kinship is a nonprofit youth mentoring program that's been serving the Tomahawk School District since 1997.
Okay.
In the past, we've made over 340 matches. And we do a school-based program and a community-based program, and we have an after-school program to do group mentoring. And so lots goes on at the Kinship House.
So kind of like Big Brothers, Big Sisters, but more.
Correct.
Because Big Brothers and Big Sisters, as far as I know, they don't have a dedicated house where a bunch of other kids and grown-ups can get together and do some fun things, too.
Actually, Big Brothers in Wausau,
they do have
their new space has what they call the Nest, which is amazing, that mentors and kids can go use. They can check in and use it, and it's a pretty cool space, and we're hoping someday to have space to be able to do that, where our mentors could bring their Kinship kid into a space that has things for them to do. Right now we're limited on space.
Okay, and mentors are always needed, and so we're going to get into that a little bit here too, but what does it take to be a mentor for Kinship?
Just a passion for wanting to make a difference in the life of a child.
Mm-hmm. And what about a time commitment?
We ask for an hour a week or a couple hours every other week that you spend with that child. If you do our Lunch Buddy program, it's a during the school year, the 9 months of the school year, and it's an hour a week or every other week going and having lunch with them at the school.
There might be some people who think, well, that sounds kind of neat, but what would I do with a kid nowadays? I haven't been around kids in a while. What would I do with a kid? So what are some of the things that mentors and the kids do together?
Sit down and have a meal together, do homework together, watch a movie, go bowling, go to the park, make some crafts, play some board games, anything that you would normally do with your own children.
It's all about setting an example and just spending time, just simple time.
Your present is your presence.
Hmm.
It's not a financial obligation. It's a gift of time.
And what kind of commitment are you looking for from mentors? You want, oftentimes, and I speak from experience, sometimes you get involved with something and it just, life happens and you can't fulfill the promise. And I've always felt bad about that, but I found another way to volunteer in town here, and that's going fantastic. It's working out
wonderful.
Great. So if something doesn't work out the first time, just keep on trying. But it's okay. Just give it a try at least first.
Yep. We ask you to make a year commitment, but we don't have you sign in blood. And sometimes it just doesn't work out, and we understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it takes a year to build that relationship. You know, kids have had people in their life kind of walk out on them, and you know, it takes them a while to build that trust to make that a good relationship.
So is there like a meeting where the grown-ups get together and you discuss all this stuff, or just people call and say, you know what, I've heard about you for years, Patty, and I think it's time I want to step up and do something about this and volunteer myself?
Well, I'm going to introduce Brittany Webbeking at this time. She's our new match coordinator. She's been with us since July. And so she's the one who's at the helm of making those matches and getting the mentors when they show interest. And I'll have her explain the process that the mentor has to go through.
Good deal. Brittany, welcome to the Sunrise Show.
Well, thank you so much for having me. So happy to be here.
What is it about the Kinship organization that got you organized? Did Patty come find you? Did you go find Patty? Tell me about how you got involved.
I became involved when I was looking for a career change, and I just so happened to have a few fun conversations and had the ability to make this journey with Kinship, and it's been amazing so far.
When did you start?
I started in July of last year.
So you got your feet under you now, and so you kind of got the used to things there and how things run.
I think I'm picking it up okay.
So in your role there as a mentor coordinator, right, what exactly do you do every day then?
So the main responsibility for me is really making that healthy connection with any caring individual that wants to make a difference in the life of a child, and connecting them to a kiddo that is going to be a great match, a great relationship. And then I help those matches thrive and succeed over time.
And I'm curious how you do that. You have a random person here and a random little person here, but I'm sure that you probably know the little people probably better than the big people. So how do you know that those personalities are going to go together, or if they're going to clash or not? How do you make that determination?
Sure. So there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes, and we spend a lot of time with both the proposed mentors and the mentees, really getting to know them on a personal level and what areas in their life that they need the best support, and who can best support them in their time of need.
What would be, in your mind, the perfect grown-up that would do this? Now, not everybody takes to kids right away, so that'd be the very first thing. You got to like kids. You got to be around, you got to like being around kids and understand kids a little bit, right?
I truly think the unknown is the hardest, and there's a lot of misconceptions when it comes to mentorship. It's not a disruption in time for your family or your daily routine or a financial obligation by any means. It's a commitment to a kiddo where you're willing to put that time and energy in. And a lot of mentors learn just as much through this process as the mentees do. And so it's really just about wanting to give a child an opportunity to learn and grow together.
Are you at all feeling a major, major challenge stepping into this position, knowing that there are a lot more kids looking for mentors than we have mentors stepping up? How big of a challenge is that for you to face every day?
I believe that is a huge challenge. I think that really, as much as our Tomahawk community wants to believe that there's this happy, healthy, functioning role, is that there's so many children, despite whatever demographics or environment that you come from, any child in our area could use the support of a mentor. And we really see it as a village, right, where every child needs all of these supports. And so many of our community members are already fulfilling these roles, whether you're a coach in a sports team or an educator or a physician or an aunt or an uncle. You have these capabilities of being a mentor that can support these kiddos, and they truly will be so much more successful when they have that one extra caring adult to support them in their journey.
And grown-ups shouldn't make some automatic judgments about these kids and why they're in kinship. Those kids are from all different backgrounds. They have all different home situations. And so sometimes lump people onto this one category, please don't jump to those conclusions. These kids come from all different backgrounds.
Absolutely. We have kiddos, as young as 5 years old. Of course, we say we serve like the Tomahawk school district, but that doesn't mean that's not children who are homeschooled or in private school, but the Tomahawk surrounding area. And all of these kiddos come from so many different backgrounds, and despite whatever environment they're from, they can benefit from a mentor.
And the thing that they all have in common is they're kids. They like to be around grown-ups that have some of the same interests and things like that. So I would assume that you're kind of grouping people together that have some like interests. Like if you're not going to group a kid with a grown-up that doesn't like to be outside, if that kid loves being outside. So I'm sure you're looking for characteristics like that.
Absolutely. We're not going to match a kiddo who, loves to just play video games all day with the mentor that loves to hunt and fish and play basketball.
Right.
So we do work very hard to make sure that match will be successful.
Are there requirements of grown-ups that you are looking for? Certain things that you think that might make a mentor better than somebody else? Or this really is for anybody, but there is a background check. So that is the other thing that grown-ups need to be aware of. They're going to get checked out a little bit to make sure they're safe to be with the kids.
Absolutely. We do background checks and reference requests from any mentor who's interested. But by all means, despite the age of a mentor, their gender, their personality, their family dynamics, there are so many opportunities for anybody, whatever their lifestyle situation is, to mentor a kiddo.
And Patty, just as a reminder, that mentors can be individuals, couples, or families.
Sure.
You know, it's taking that little person in and just making them part of your everyday routine. And if you've got, you know, we've got several mentors that have three kids, and they just, you know, the kids go and do things with their family.
Right. And once you know things are going well, it's just like you say, part of the family. If the kids come along grocery shopping, the mentee can come along as well. Just any kind of any family activities, Christmas time, whatever, you can take them on little, I would assume you can take them on little visits and stuff out of town if you're going down to Wausau for the day to go shopping or whatever. Just include them the way you would include a regular family member.
Correct.
Got it. Brittany, anything else from your perspective that you'd like to say to try to encourage some more grown-ups to get involved with kinship?
Absolutely. I would say that...
You're kind of back. Let's pull that thing up. You're backwards there. Let's get that around the right way and get you a little more comfortable there. And we'll get that microphone on the other side of the wire so that's not rubbing on there. Now we're good to go. Okay. Continue on now, Brittany. Sorry.
Yes. What I would like to say is that there are so many ways to get involved in the program. Not only are we looking for mentors, but somebody who's interested in mentoring. We have such a significant need for volunteers, and we're also looking to get our Lunch Buddies program back on track here, which is a program where we have caring adults matched with kiddos that come in to school and spend some quality one-on-one time over lunch with a kiddo, which is a great way if somebody's apprehensive about the idea of taking on mentorship, where they can kind of get their feet wet a little bit. But otherwise, we are very accessible when it comes to any form of communication. So reach out to us on Facebook, check out our website, send us an email, give us a phone call, you know, stop by in person. We're always willing to have those conversations. So if there's any curiosity whatsoever, we'd love to have those moments to meet with people.
I said it on the radio, I think the last time we were together, I was interested in being a lunch buddy, but then it went away for a little while. Is that correct?
Okay. You know, with Brittany just starting, we really didn't push for it.
Okay.
And now she's got her feet wet, and I think we're ready to jump in again.
Okay, Brittany, I want to be a lunch buddy. So what am I going to have to do? Tell me about Lunch Buddy's duties.
Lunch Buddy duties. So Lunch Buddies is all about just giving that child the time of the day over their lunch period at school to spend a little bit of time having lunch together. After that, maybe spending a little time in the library or walking the track, or when the snow's gone.
Yeah. We've got outside books together. And games, you know, that are there that you can play a game with the child after you have lunch together. And so it's just a school year commitment. You don't ever take the child off school grounds.
Right.
It's just, you know, every week or other week. And
so what's the dynamic like at lunch? Is just the grown-up and the one kid? Or what if the kid's got friends and they all want to get around?
Oh, they all do gather around you at the table.
Okay.
But that kid feels pretty special that you're their mentor.
Got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so about an hour, what, kids, as long as the kid is at lunch?
They have a half-hour lunch and a half-hour of recess, and so we use that time slot.
Okay. And are there particular days of the week? Or I know the kids eat in shifts there, too, right? There must be an early lunch and a late lunch.
Right. We have to, you know, depending on the kids that we have, we'd find a time that worked for you and then that age group and match you.
And I would assume that the lunch buddies are going to get the same checks as regular mentors as well?
They do get a background check and reference check, absolutely.
Understood. And so, again, boy, that sounds like a no-brainer. I like to eat. And I don't mind hanging around kids, and so hanging out at school for an hour one day a week, that's basically the minimum commitment, right? If you want to come back for more, you can, I would assume, right?
Yep, that's it.
All right, so how many grown-ups are taking part in the Lunch Buddies right now? How many other grown-ups are in there right now?
Not a single one yet.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's sad.
We haven't really been promoting it, trying to get Brittany's feet on the ground with the new matches, and so... you will be the first.
This can be for anybody. If a grandma and grandpa miss their grandkids and, you know, being around them a lot, this would be a great way to get closer to kids. And so, and if you're on a lunch break, if you got an hour and a half for lunch break, it'd be good to do this as well.
And there may be a business around town that would promote that for their staff to,
you know,
one day a week will, you know, take a little longer lunch to give you travel time to get back and forth to the school. you know, just reach out to Brittany if anybody's interested.
I would assume that the lunch breaks start at around 11 o'clock, right?
I think 10:30. They used to. Really? I'm not sure. I'd have to look at.
Well, that works out perfect. My day is usually done by 10:30, 11 o'clock, and so I wouldn't mind going and hanging out at school at least for a little while. So if I'm going to get a hold of you, Brittany, you can do your background check on me, and hopefully I check out okay. I don't think I've done anything really bad.
I believe we have the Lunch Buddy application on our website well. If not, let us know, and we can get it dropped off here for you.
What's the website?
www.kinshiptomahawk.org.
Well, that's pretty easy. Brittany, welcome to Kinship, and I'm glad that your feet are under you. Anything that you want to leave the folks with here this morning before I send you back out of here?
The only thing I would like to say is that I really encourage people who even have an ounce of curiosity to just stop by or make that phone call and let us have a conversation, because they're really not going to regret looking into the program.
Yeah, and they make good food over there at the school. I know that for a fact. I've eaten there a couple of lunches in the past. Patty, how about you? Any last words today?
Nope, just it's National Mentor Month, and we would love to thank all of our mentors. We have 41 current matches right now, and 24 still on our waiting list. So
24 grown-ups, step up to the plate. Let's get these kids taken care of here in Tomahawk. And how about Park City Credit Union and what they're doing right now? If you open up a checking account at Park City here in Tomahawk right now, open up a checking account, they give $50 to Kinship.
They do. You know, I can't tell you how blessed we are at Kinship, the support, especially like over the holidays, the businesses and individuals that, you know, do their yearly donations. And we are supported 90% by the community rather than grants and other funding. And, and we are very, very blessed.
And I can't leave out the other financial institution that's been a big part of you. The former Tomahawk Community Bank, now Crossbridge Community Bank.
They own the building that we're in. And we've been in there since 2012 or 13.
Has it been?
And
no,
the
it's
rent
not
has
that long.
Never went up.
It hasn't been that
Thank
long.
Thank you, Crossbridge. Yes, it has.
Really?
We started the after-school program in 2011 and moved into the building in September of 13.
Wow, the time flies by fast. Mm-hmm. Patty and Brittany, thank you very much. Thank God for Kinship, and thank God for everybody that helps out when they can. And if you can help out, check out that website or stop over at the Kinship House or something. Get a hold of Patty. You see her all over town anyway. Say I want to help one way or the other. Thank you, ladies, very much, and have a good rest of your day.
Thanks,
Jeff.
Thank
you.